every once in a while we sort of designate a specific day to gather in Madison and make a big noise for the arts. Arts Day is Arts Wisconsin's annual legislative day. This year it's happening on Wednesday, March 21st. And it's a day where people from around the state, we're having people coming from the North Woods and Superior and Kenosha and everywhere in between, people come together to speak up for what's happening in the arts and creativity in their communities and to help the decision makers know more about what's happening and encourage them to make an investment in that local energy. It's fun. We have arts stuff going on. You know, we have speeches, we have presentations, we have art making, we have an artist in residence this year. We have performances by talented kids. And we have a lot of talking and networking and learning. You know, the whole point is to get people together so that they can know that there's this network out there. So we're getting ready right now. We're, you know, putting all the pieces in place, and it'll be a good time.
Do you talk to legislators that day?
We do. We make appointments for constituents to go up to the Capitol and knock on the doors and meet with either the legislator or their aide. And the aide is, you know, the aide knows a lot of stuff, so it's always good to meet with them too. We really do promote advocacy as a daily activity, that it's not just that, it's not only that you come to Arts Day. We're very glad when people come to Arts Day, but it is that we have relationships with our legislators at home. And by that I mean, you know, we know who they are. We vote. We invite them to events. We talk to them about what's happening and why they should care. So, you know, advocacy is something that happens every day. And on Arts Day, we really do try to put people together with their elected representatives.
I guess if you sift it all down, it's just a fun day to get together.
Well, yeah. I mean, it's not. Hopefully the snow is over by then, at least so that people can get to Madison. We, as I said, we try to make it worth their time because we know people are busy, and we try to stuff a lot of things into the day so that people can feel like they've gotten their money's worth and it's been worth making a day's drive to Madison. We'll have several hundred people. It's at the Overture Center, which is a beautiful arts facility. People bring posters and materials and artwork, and they show that off. And so we put a lot of stuff into the day to make it worthwhile. I should talk about sort of Wisconsin Creates and 21st Century Wisconsin. So 21st Century Wisconsin is a report that we are releasing on Arts Day, putting the finishing touches on it now, about the state of the creative economy in Wisconsin. It's got recommendations for action. It's got case statements and studies about specific things that are happening in the state. It's got resources that people can use for the future. And that paper copy will be connected to web resources so that we can make it as big as possible. But there's a lot going on in Wisconsin, and we want people to know about that. We also want people to know, and our elected officials specifically, that these things don't happen because little chipmunks, you know, sort of make them happen. These things happen because people put blood, sweat, and tears into bringing the arts to their communities, into generating arts involvement at the local level, into celebrating local arts in every corner of the state. And that happens because people put a lot of time and energy into it, but we also need investment. We also need money. We're not saying that the state should put all the money for any arts event but we are saying that the state, Wisconsin, has so many creative resources, and that support of those creative resources, just a little bit of investment, is a great investment for Wisconsin.